Hello, this is Ash Rowan, Rosa Radney's assistant. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Rosa's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com, or you can check out her blog at www.rose-ariadne.com.
Third question is there any serious tie to any major religion, or is it pretty much its own thing? Can you tell me about some of the different beliefs branches?
Sure. I thought this one was kind of funny. Serious tie to any major religion. We like to believe it was the first major religion.
Right.
The people that I hang out with. And
now, real quickly, now Wicca, I think it was in the 50s or something when, quote-unquote, Wicca was really the Gardnerian tradition was born. And when you say you like to believe it's the first, are you talking about maybe shamanism or like early forms of witchcraft?
Yeah, all the way back to anything that had to do with intent and magical spells. I mean, even in shamanism, they don't call it necessarily spells, but
right.
they do talk a lot about intent.
Yeah.
I mean, even cavemen, we imagine, thought that nature could, you know, bring on good things or evil things, or you know, make you feel better or worse. And if you did the wrong thing, then it would rain too hard and you would lose your crop, or
right.
you know, I mean, after the cavemen, of course, when
yeah.
it became more agriculture.
Sure. Okay, great. And then on to the different beliefs and branches.
Yeah. I had to kind of cheat on this one.
Sure.
There's so many different beliefs and branches. It goes all the way to, like you were saying, Gardnerian, which is one of the was the first tradition to go public.
Right.
And Gerald Gardner was the founder of it. And almost all of the Wiccan traditions are usually traced somewhere back to Gardnerian.
Okay.
It was the first one to really make itself known, and it's also one of the ones that is the strictest in the way that the rituals are practiced.
Right.
And although I myself am not particularly that strict with the way that the rituals, you know, which comes first, what comes second, what comes third,
right.
you have to stand in the center and point this way for this long and that kind of thing.
Right.
I think it's important, again, to at least study that because of the intent.
Yeah.
The more structured something is, the more we tend to take it seriously.
Right.
Just people in general.
And maybe even believe in it. You know, the more you do in a ceremonial fashion, at least for, you know, and mostly for beginners, the more they will believe that it's going to work. And that's from what I've read, and I'm just a beginner myself,
mm-hmm.
but from what I've read is belief is one of the key elements in making it quote unquote work and do
sure.
what you want it to do, and maybe that's a way, but it's not, but what you're saying is it's not necessary to follow step by step every single spell.
I think that the longer that somebody's involved with it, the more they begin to put their own ideas into it and their own little feelings and what they think is the right thing to do. But I also think it's, as a beginner, that there are structures that are there for a reason.
Right.
And I think it's important to study them.
Okay.
There's also the Alexandrian
uh-huh.
tradition, and which is mostly Gardnerian. It was a direct branch of Gardnerian. And these covens work skyclad. They don't wear any clothes.
Wow.
They observe the eight Sabbaths. And don't ask me to rattle those off the top of my head right away.
No, I won't.
But I can get to it eventually.
Yeah.
And they believe in the dual deity,
right.
like
right.
goddess and god.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's Alexandrian. Okay. Boy, there's the British tradition,
uh-huh.
Which is a blend of Celtic and Gardnerian.
Okay.
Everything is pretty much comes from Gardnerian.
Right.
There's a Scottish tradition, which is also believes that there's a god and a goddess, but they go way, they lean more toward Hecate
okay.
as being the main goddess.
Okay.
There's Druid, which is what my dad considered himself.
Oh.
And I liked the Druids because they were fun. They, excuse me, they weren't pacifists.
Right. Right.
Yeah, they love the earth, and everybody deserved to be equal, and everybody was free and all of that, but if you mess with us, we'll cut your head off.
Whoa.
So I really liked that they were very pragmatic.
Yes.
In their belief system.
Sounds like it. Wow. Okay. So now, if you hear that someone's Wiccan today, is it the greatest chance that they're going to be some branch of Gardnerian? Is that the most popular these days for new witches, you know, popping up around the country? And or, you know, what's the most popular form of it today, or is there?
I think, unfortunately, the most popular form of witchcraft today is younger people who get into what is more termed the Hollywood type of witchcraft, and the movie The Craft, that kind of thing. This has been my observation.
Okay.
That, you know, they love wearing the pentacles, they love dressing in black, they're very goth. And I'll bet you 9 out of 10 of them, if you ask what is a Gardnerian tradition, they couldn't tell you.
Okay.
So I think that the media has had a lot to do with how people see that now, and I think that's really sad.
Right. Now, do you think those, the misguided kids that are you know, dressing up in the black and going goth and things, do you think they can even cast a spell or know how to, or do you think they just go through the motions and really nothing happens, but they kind of just keep doing it more for the look and stuff?
I would hate to think that they actually do work, because again, without having studied anything and having it all be mostly intent, again,
yeah,
belief and intent, it's a scary thought to think that they would work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because you really have to take into consideration again how what you're doing affects other people.
Right.
And the whole idea of threefold.
Yeah.
So I usually, if I run into that, I usually try to, and kindly, much kinder than I was when I was younger,
right,
but try to, you know, ask them which branch. Do they consider themselves Wiccans? Do they consider themselves witches?
Right.
You know, Satanists? Some of them think that it's Satanism.
Right.
And that's, unfortunately, because, and again, I blame that on the media, that line has become really faded,
yeah,
between Satanism and Wicca.
Well, since you're on the Satanism thing, I'm going to skip the next question. We'll come back to it in a second, but it leads...
Remember to visit Rose at her blog, www.rose-ariadne.com, and also take a peek at her life's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com.